Hello, Latrice. Hello, Latrice. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me
Yes, I hear
okay?
you.
Hi, yes. Thank you for
Yes.
calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name's Alexa Knox. We are on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before we proceed, I must advise you this call is being recorded for legal and compliance purposes. Do you affirm, under penalty of perjury, that all information you provide during this call will be complete and truthful to the best of your knowledge, and that no other individual has supplied you with the answers to the questions I am about to ask?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what state do you reside in?
Excuse me, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Of course. What state do you reside in?
California.
Okay. Bear with me. Okay, now I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically? Or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And I do apologize if any of these questions are repetitive. We're just trying to get the best, strongest possible claim and get the full picture for your claim, okay? If I mispronounce anything or don't hear you correctly, please correct me. That way I can fix it on my end, okay?
Okay.
Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Are you concerned about an injury that occurred from taking Depo-Provera birth control?
Yes.
Okay. What was your injury after taking Depo-Provera?
Meningioma tumor.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay, because I'm better now.
Good, good. I was just gonna ask you that. How are you doing now? Oh, that makes me happy to hear. Now, were you formally diagnosed with a meningioma tumor?
Like prior to me taking Depo?
No, were you formally diagnosed by your doctor with a meningioma tumor at any point?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I believe I heard you say the location. Where was the location in your body? Where was the meningioma located?
The tumor was a brain tumor, and they
Okay.
had to remove it through my scalp.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought I heard, but we kind of have a bad connection, so I wanted to double verify that's what I heard. Now, when was your date of diagnosis?
Can you repeat that? I really didn't hear you.
Of course. What was your date of diagnosis?
July 2024, like a month before my birthday.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Right.
Oh, I have July of 2024.
Yes, and the
Okay.
exact date was the 11th of July.
Okay, 11th. I have July 11th, 2024.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who also took Depo-Provera?
Personally, I don't really talk to people about their personal, what they
Yeah,
did personally, so no.
of course. Okay, not a problem. Now, did you receive birth control shots slash injections?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Like the Pfizer?
Correct.
Or what do you mean? Yes.
Okay. Did you also use the generic of the birth control, Depo-Provera?
I'm not sure because he never disclosed that. The doctor never, I mean, she never disclosed that with me,
Okay.
but I'm pretty sure there was a mixture of it.
Okay, so you might have gone back and forth. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. So, to the best of your knowledge, was it name brand, generic, or both? What would you like me to put?
Just half and half, or you could just put name brand if that's what's going to work. I mean, not what's going to work, but if that's what makes sense, the name brand, because like I said, I was never disclosed. If
Okay.
I was disclosed, I don't remember.
Okay,
So.
but you know it was the Pfizer one, correct? That's what you were saying?
Correct.
Okay. Then I'll just go ahead and put name brand since that's the one that you recall. And then if they need to change it when they see your medical records, they always can update it, okay? Now this one's going to be in regards to the name. So please let me know to the best of your memory which one sounds correct. Which injectable did you use? Did you use Depo-Provera? Did you use MPA, which is medroxyprogesterone acetate? Did you use Provera? Or did you use Depo SubQ Provero 104? Do any of those sound most familiar?
Just Depo-Provera.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo-Provera multiple times yearly?
Yeah, I did. I took 4 shots per year, so every 3 months I took a
Okay.
shot.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. Annual number of uses, 4. Correct?
Excuse me? Yes, correct.
Annual. Okay. And then how many years was Depo-Provera used?
From 99 to, well, I would say 2005.
Okay, so would you say about 6 years? 99 to 2005? Yeah.
About 6 years, yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
And let's see. So bear with me. And 2005. Now, these next questions are usage start date and usage stop date. I know you said 99 to 2005. Do you know what month in 1999 you started taking Depo-Provera?
Yeah, I started in October.
October. And do you know
I would
when
say
you
around
stopped?
about 15.
October 15th?
And then I stopped. Yeah, and I would say I stopped probably right before my birthday of August 2005,
Okay.
about the 15th as well.
Okay, so August 15th, 2005.
Yeah.
Okay. So bear with me. Okay, now this next question I already know the answer to because you've already given me the dates, but I do have to go back and get this answer. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Any time between that?
Can you repeat that? I'm
Of
sorry.
course,
I
of
didn't hear
course,
you.
of course. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Any time between that?
If I started in 99, does that mean I'd used it before? I'm not sure. It's kind of confusing me what you're asking me.
I know that I said I already knew the answer to it because we went to the dates first, so I'm so sorry. So, I believe you have the correct answer, but I can't say it for you. Did you use Depo-Provera any time between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? Anytime.
Yeah, because I
Okay.
used it in 99. Yes,
Okay.
in 99.
Okay.
Okay, I got confused a
Yeah,
little. I'm
it's a weird
sorry.
one. I know. I'm so sorry. That one literally gets every single person. I was even confused when it asked. I was like, well, that's a long time to use Depo-Provera. I thought it meant continuously. So I do apologize.
Right.
But okay. Now, within one of the years, so you used it for about 6 years, within one of those years, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you said it was every 3 months, so I'm so sorry we got to make you do the math here. Do you recall approximately how many weeks it was in between each injection?
Okay, so I received them every 3 months. So first one was August. So I would say about a week or two. No, like 3 weeks. Well, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I'm not sure what you're asking me. You
Of
said
course.
how many weeks? Say it again.
Okay. So, do you recall approximately how many weeks it was in between each injection? I know you said every 3 months. Do you recall how many weeks that is in between each injection?
Yeah, 3 weeks. About 3 to 4 weeks.
That you received the injection?
No, you're confused. I'm so sorry. You're really confusing me. You're saying, okay, so if I took the shot, say for instance, if I took the shot this month of May 2025, you're saying when was the next time I took the next shot? How many weeks was in between that?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so if I took it every 3 months, so if I started in May, June, July, August, next shot was in August. So 3 months in between.
Yes, but how many weeks is that? Is what the
So
question's
not
asking.
about 9 weeks. So isn't it 9? I would say 9 weeks. I'm not sure if I'm answering this correctly, but I would say 9 weeks.
Okay, so bear with me. I'm gonna put you on a brief hold. Go speak to my supervisor really quick, and I will be right back, okay?